There's been another tragedy in the waters off Christmas Island. A boat carrying 95 people believed to be asylum seekers capsized this morning. Authorities have confirmed two people died. Two others are critically ill. The survivors have been taken to Christmas Island. Anna Henderson is following the story.
The crowded fishing boat laden with 95 people was less than 30 kilometres from Christmas Island when it overturned this morning. A Customs and Border Protection patrol, the Ocean Protector, had been monitoring the boat after a call for help last night. The Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, says at first light this morning the fishing boat was still upright and didn't appear to be in distress. He says at that point Border Protection officers decided it was safe to approach.
Ocean Protector's tender response vessels were deployed and headed toward the vessel. At this point, the vessel stopped and two officers from Customs and Border Protection Command boarded the vessel. At about that time, two large waves hit the vessel rolled, and a number of people entered the water.
Jason Clare says all 95 people were pulled from the water, but not all survived. The government's initial advice is that most were from Afghanistan and possibly Iran.
95 people in all have been recovered, but I have to advise you that that includes two people who are deceased. One of those is a young male, approximately 4 to 5 years of age, and a female in her 30s. Two others are seriously injured. One of those is a young male, approximately 6 to 7 years of age, and the other is a pregnant woman in her 20s.
The Commander of Border Protection Command, Rear Admiral David Johnson, says the initial message from the boat indicated it was lost. He says swells were at least 1.5 metres, but it was appropriate to board the boat.
Protocol in these circumstances, particularly conducting boardings at night, are dangerous. In the absence of an immediate appearance of distress, preference would be to conduct a day boarding.
The administrator of Christmas Island, John Stanhope, says the large group of survivors has arrived on the island.
I can say at this stage, and I think it adds to the sadness and to the former nature of an event such as this, that a significant number of those that have come ashore are women and children.
Customs officers stopped another boat with 128 people on board north of Christmas Island yesterday. John Stanhope says government resources are clearly under pressure.
6 or 7 boats have come to Christmas Island in the last 3 days. I have no doubt that the dramatic increase in numbers here is putting a strain on the Department of Immigration, Serco, Customs and other officers here that are involved in the management of asylum seekers and the detention facilities.
The Minister, Jason Clare, says improving weather is having an impact.
We're entering the end of the monsoon season, and the weather conditions off the coast of Christmas Island have improved dramatically over the course of, I'm advised, the last 9 to 10 days. And as a result of that, you're seeing an increase in the number of boats that are travelling to Christmas Island.
In December 2010, 50 people died when a boat carrying asylum seekers smashed into rocks off Christmas Island.
Anna Henderson.